Pause recording.
Good morning, Audio Boo. It is Sunday morning in a quiet North Carolina town. A not so quiet Labrador.
Yeah.
Who is
climbing up here?
Who is playing with one of those? What are these bones? Where you got them at the grocery store?
I don't know what they're called, but they come from the grocery store, and they got like gooey stuff in the middle of.
They're like real bones, though.
Yeah.
Down.
We did see one of those giant animal legs too. There, and John Eric's like, look at this. It says for dogs over 40 pounds.
How big was it?
It's like the huge.
Big as your arm?
Oh, bigger.
Thank you.
It's ginormous. I could just see Chloe trying to drag that thing around.
Well, if you wanted to nail her to one spot, I would do it. So today... So yesterday, the teenagers all went to an anime convention,
yeah.
Right?
In Raleigh.
And they had a good time.
They did. They had fun. They left here about...
What, about 7:30-ish, wasn't it?
Between 7:15 and 7:30.
Right.
And they went to Raleigh, and they got there... And they had to wait a little for the doors to open, but that they knew they would have to. They wanted to get there early. And so they went in, and they stayed until...
What did you say, about 4?
No, not quite that long. I don't know. But they ran out of money, and their feet were starting to hurt. And Katie had a cold anyway, so she probably didn't feel all that great. But they had fun. They went and looked at lots of, you know, cool things, and... John Eric got a little Pokemon thing that he's very excited about, and it's an Umbreon, for those of you who know about Pokemon. And it's really cute, and he doesn't know what he's going to do with it yet, but he really was happy about it.
Uh-huh.
And Devin bought 2 wooden swords that are cool. He likes them.
Right. And they were talking last night at when we were eating about the armor people, right?
Yeah, they went and looked at a lot of different armor and, you know, things like that. And I always found when I did SCA stuff that the vendors who sold armor and swords and stuff were super nice. They were, especially if you don't just... walk up and pick up merchandise if you ask, if you can touch it. And if they know you can't see, like a lot of them will tell you about the, you know, the colors of the steel and things like that. And then when you say things like, you know, can I get a rag and wipe this down for you? especially after you touch a blade, you don't like it when you leave fingerprints on things like that. And if you ask, most of them really appreciate that, and they'll actually say, no, it's okay, I got it covered, and they don't get mad. But I think what a lot of times vendors don't appreciate is if people, you know, grab their stuff, because... they try to have things, you know, in what to them is a way that's logical and attractive to the people that are buying. So you gotta give them a break. Anyway, so Katie had gotten money from her dad and I think another family member. Because her birthday is coming soon. She turns 18. And that's what she used to pay her admission to the... Oh, and she had gone babysitting, too.
Oh, the night before, that's right.
And that's what she used for her convention money. She decided she was going to buy a kimono. And it's really pretty. And I guess at the places where they were selling them, they had them starting at like $20 and going up to, you know, if you have to ask, you can't afford it kind of price.
Right.
And so she found one that she liked. Unfortunately, she couldn't get the Obi that matched it exactly because it cost $75.
Oh, well, that's too bad. That's kind of important.
Yeah, but she does have a tie thing that she got. So so she's all excited about that. So she comes home and she showed me the kimono and she was all, you know, happy. And so then I had called my mom. And I said...
See, there's a reason for this story.
Yeah,
here,
this is...
And here it comes.
This is why I went into this whole rambling thing. I know I do it all the time, but anyway. Mom said, did the kids have fun at the convention? I said, yeah, they had a really good time. And I said, Katie bought a kimono. And she's like, well, why did she do that? I said, I don't know, I guess she liked it. And my mom says... Well, does she know that, you know, you have to keep that under a lamp? I'm like, what? She goes, you have to have, like, a lamp and an aquarium to keep those kimono dragon things in. I said, Mom, she bought a kimono. You know, the long dress thing that Japanese people wear. Not a Komodo dragon, largest member of the lizard family. I don't even think you can keep a Komodo dragon because I think they're fairly vicious.
And large. I think they're like 6.5
I think they are. I think they're very huge. And, now, people have those bearded dragons that are little tiny lizards, relatively speaking, and very, you know, tame friendly and stuff. But, oh my, I was like, I laughed so hard. I said, oh my goodness. And a kimono dragon. Okay.
A well-dressed silk-covered dragon.
Yes.
Dismiss pop-up.
Oh, shut up.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window.
But yeah, that she was entertained by that for hours.
Oh my gosh.
And then when I got home last night, we called her mom and I said, you know, when I got here there was this great big aquarium and there were some lamps here and it was very, you know, she said bad words to me.
She did.
She called me bad names and everything. And
she did.
It was pretty funny though.
It was very amusing. I laughed. I'm still laughing about that.
Yeah,
only in my family does this weird shit happen.
And I said, well, maybe it was a venomous kimono dragon.
Yeah, because my mom was trying to say venomous one time, and she said venomous. So we always tease her about it.
Which, again, prompts her to say bad words at us. Oh, there's the little furry dog. Hi. Hi, what is your issue?
I don't know.
You're a good dog. Yes, you are. You're a good dog. You're awfully waggy, though.
Jaden is still sleeping.
Yes, so it's going to be a lazy Sunday. We're just going to watch the baseball, or listen to the baseball game on at bat.
I think we still have an episode of Mad Men to
catch
up on.
We have one episode to catch up on, and I guess tonight is the last one of this portion of the final season. So
if they're splitting it up into 2 years, they can't really call it the final season. I mean, really.
Yeah, really. So, and then we have, but the next season is paid for, which is good.
Yeah.
It was like $21 or $24 or something like that. So
then we're considering watching House of Cards.
Yeah, that might be good. Because we're wasting time because we're waiting on a book to come out on Tuesday.
Conveniently, Dave has the day off on Tuesday.
Yeah. So. Hopefully we'll be able to finish that by the end of the week. If not, we can always listen to it independently, I guess, and finish it that way.
Yeah.
Which means you'll get it before me. Well, I don't know, because I'll have time at the hotel Sunday or Friday night, and then flying time, I guess. So, anyway, but we just wanted to share the Komodo dragon.
And, so, you guys...
Watch out.
Watch out for Komodo dragons. They're dangerous beasts.
Right. So, have a great Sunday, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, now I have to figure out what are we doing here?
Bluetooth connected. Status bar idle.
Really?
Close. Button. Publish. Time remaining. 48 minutes.
See what
pause
happens?
Recording. Button.
There we go. All right, bye.
Bye.